Hello, I welcome you all with love, and welcome to Lost Arts Radio and to our show here with Richard Sachs and Doug, who is behind the scenes, and myself, and we're discussing kind of issues of the day. But first, I want to just do a little prayer, merging the heart and the mind. There we go. Shem Yikud Kudusha Brihu Ushinate Bi Ilu Shem Yuke Bavoke Biadesham Shem Kuzrael Kolam Amen. Okay, so that's feeling that merging of heart and mind. So we're going to dance for a little bit. And for 3 minutes, just to get the heart energy going and get ourselves enlivened. So here we go. Take a minute to close your eyes, meditate. Now, slowly come out of meditation and welcome you all back. And Rich will be participating with us a little bit over the phone, and then when his computer gets more fixed, it will come on soon. So the topic today is a subtle topic. It has to do with how we live our lives. Now, that may seem like it's not so subtle, but as we can see, there's a lot of resistance to some of the changes that are beginning to happen And people have resistance from a different level. Oh, I don't like Trump, or I don't like Republicans, or I don't like change. And I want to focus on getting us away from the personality part of it, because that really isn't part of what's going on, and bring us to, there's a lot of change happening. There's a lot of reform. There's a lot of exposure of illegal activity over the years, both by Democrats and Republicans. It's not like one-sided. But what we see is, we see it clearly in Congress, Senate and Congress, they're not in a hurry to see all these things. You know, though things break down along somewhat along party lines, this stuff has been going on for a long time, and it is a uniparty type situation, which is called graft. And basically, people go to Congress or Senate and they become millionaires. And there's no explanation how they get there except their government contacts and the deals they get. There's no other way that suddenly they make good business deals out of the blue. Okay, so there's a lot of issues that are going on. And what's being exposed is it isn't as it appears to be, right? It's not really what it appears to be, you know. Every little thing has tremendous amount of graft and illegal activity in involved. You know, we had this thing in, in the Mediterranean. I'm not even going to mention the names, but there was a huge earthquake. And a lot of money was sent there to help. And maybe best estimates, 1 or 2% of it actually got to the people, and the rest got to the political people who were funneling the money there, but they funnel it mostly to themselves. Now, this is the pattern that's showing up again and again in the situation. So we look at the what's going on with Russia and Ukraine, that, and maybe half of that money, that's what they claim, can't be accounted for. Money, where'd it go? Half the billions of dollars, where did it go? Only half is accounted for. And so there's a process that's going on. It isn't just the United States. We're talking really probably worldwide, where there's a lot of dishonest activity, stealing from the population, stealing in the U.S. the taxpayers' money, that they earned and now goes into some kind of taxes and people are just walking off with the money. And there's a need for accountability. And what I'm talking about is there is a resistance for accountability. There's even a resistance by, you know, some organizations going in to the agencies to review what's going on. Whether it's reviewing the IRS or FBI or CIA or whatever, you know, how has the money been spent? And so there's this lack of accountability, purposeful lack of accountability that people are waking up to. And it's like, it's a massive statement about integrity. I'm not trying to really make a political statement here. Yeah, their politics and so forth. It's about integrity. The integrity of our leaders, both Democrat and Republican. It's like, they're just, the money's being stolen. And it's like, how can we justify any of this? So it's a serious wake-up call about integrity of our public officials. Now, we need to understand at a certain level, those public officials represent the general population also. So it's a moral statement that's pretty hard to avoid. You know, oh, it's just the politicians. No. You know, it's hard to avoid that there's a moral statement of a certain amount of personal corruption that is seen as okay. And this is coming out. And it's, of course, it's good it's coming out. Now, we don't, I put it, you know, it reflects on all of us. It reflects on how the schools are run, how the teachers, you know, make tests and grade. And, you know, there's so much lack of integrity at a kind of every level of our society that this is like highlighting it. You know, this is the, again, as the politicians reflect the consciousness of the people they're serving. They come from the people that serve. So this is a really quite an interesting situation that we're looking at if we take advantage of it. What I mean is if we take advantage of it, it's like, can we look at ourselves and say, this is a certain dark side of human nature? Because I'm not interested in pointing fingers at politicians. That's not the point. The point is that they are reflecting a certain amount of them, are reflecting kind of a dark side of human nature. And without appropriate controls, there's a tendency if people aren't grounded in morals and ethics to just act out. In this case, be high-level thieves, in worst case, you know, we take it and we look at the child, the 300,000 children have disappeared. Where they go? What's going on? I don't even want to get into that as much as that is unanswered. How can you lose 300,000 kids? How does that happen? Who's profiting from this? Oh, we don't know what happened. And so it really requires us to look very seriously at ourselves and the lifestyles we're living to bring them back into alignment. And where do we get a moral basis? Well, we look at the Bible. You know, we have the Ten Speakings, and we have a code of ethics that emerge of how important it is to return to that. Because without a code of ethics that people share, we get exactly what we're getting now. The chaos and the corruption. That's what makes it so significant. It's not like, okay, these are bad people, oh, but we're okay. No. It reflects the whole society is reflecting this lack of spiritual integrity. And that's the most serious thing about it. So what are we going to do about it? Well, what are we going to do about bringing spiritual integrity, which also brings us to morals and ethics, back into all levels of government? Really, not just that, all levels of our interaction. Because the unscrupulous activities of the congressmen and senators is still reflecting our unscrupulous behaviors. And, you know, people are doing it at different levels, but it's still there. They have just magnified it. So these are really extremely important issues that are coming up. I'm trying to take it to a little bit deeper level than just saying, oh, there's political corruption, the different political parties are corrupt, and this person is corrupt, and that person's corrupt, and these go to jail. No, it's a much bigger statement. It's a reflection on the American way of life and where it has taken us, where we're at now. I can't tell you that Trump is talking about it that way or Elon Musk is talking about it, but they are uncovering it. And there are different levels of interpretation. What does all mean? What are we going to do? So the next question is, what are we going to do? That's the question. It's like, okay, we got it. It's obvious. We can deny it. We can say, don't take inventories. We can say, don't look at the books. That's what people are trying to do. The books are private. Yeah. No, it's a public trust that's going on. And these are public institutions, by and large, and the books aren't private. Particularly when the threat, the stealing and graft and corruption is actively going on. And yes, there may be some people caught and go to jail. Okay, fine. But trying to talk it on a bigger level, trying to take it to the spiritual level, how we live our lives. Are we living with integrity? Are we living, holding certain morals and ethics? How are we living? That's the question that these folks in Washington, D.C. give us the opportunity to reflect. And to me, that's the most important thing to really, really understand, is this is giving us an opportunity to look into our own lives and our own way of life and upgrade it. Look at ourselves in the mirror. Washington, D.C., the politicians, the corruption on all the levels, because it's not just the senators, congressmen, it's all levels of interaction, have become seriously corrupt. Now, are people looking at it? I see, it's maybe a limited view, I see a lot of people not even being open to seeing the corruption at this point. Obviously, some people are, and I think back in the president, and a certain level of high integrity people, which is really good, that it will manifest in a more serious way. But we had a judge in New York, can't remember his name, McDonald or something like that, where he's trying to block investigation into payments to different organizations. It turns out that he gets about $3.5 million a week, his organization, from this corruption. Now, how does he make a judgment? Well, that's part of the problem. So it's time to assess the integrity of the judges. And it's clear some of the judges have made some very clear decisions that lack moral fortitude, moral clarity. And it shouldn't have to stop at the Supreme Court. I mean, a judge is a special, still, you're selected to judge people, which means you have some moral clarity yourself. And that's not necessarily what we are seeing. So the whole system really needs to be upgraded morally and ethically. And part of that, and some people are actually saying that, is that, well, if we take the Bible out of our guidance, do whatever you want, this is expected that this will happen. So we're at a crucial time. Now, skipping a little bit, I'm going to go to the time of Noah, where the same sort of things are happening. And people have lost their moral and ethical bearing. And we're doing a lot of things that we are seeing today, including experiments on animals and cross-sex experiments on animals and mating, you know, different animals with other different species. It's like pretty sick actions, but we're seeing some of those happen today. So we are in a kind of an opportunity to break out of the moral abyss. And I think that's a little bit this massive exposure. I mean, billions of dollars, you know, people have stolen. It's like, this is massive. And again, there are people who don't want to see it, don't want to hear it. And because it means also looking at ourselves. And that, I think, is a really important issue and piece of the bigger puzzle. So this is really what's being presented to us. It's really a blessing because we can, not that we will, but most likely, hopefully we will, choose a path that returns us to morals and ethics, not just in political lives, but in every aspect of our life. That's an exciting potential. And what we're seeing today is, in a sense, an opening of an opportunity to return to a moral, ethical, healthy way of life. That's great. And so I look at that in that sense of opportunity for us to take advantage of. So may we be blessed that we are inspired to take advantage of these things and bring it into our lives, not look at it, just look at the politicians, right? Bring in our lives and support everyone else in bringing it into their lives. And that way, peace will prevail on earth, justice will prevail. And when you have those, then the doors of love open up. Now, I understand love is unconditional at one level, but at another level, it's conditional. Okay? And it's conditional in the sense that when people are acting aberrantly, you can love them and not their actions, but still, it's not a full love, because you're not loving their actions. You're not loving the full being. So it's very nice to say, well, we love you, but not your actions. But that is doesn't solve the problem. The actions have to be aligned with what merits love, and what merits hope, and what merits integrity and quality of character. So maybe everyone be blessed that our actions, our personal actions, are inspired by what's going on in Washington, D.C., and all the corporations involved, all the military involved. That we be inspired to say, hey, we don't have to be like that. We need to up the level of integrity in everything we do, and including demanding a level of integrity in our politicians and our representatives, in business, in spirituality, religions. So that's my blessing, that we'd be able to do that. And we're going to end with, peace be with you. And thank you, Doug, in the background. Thank you, Richard, working on his computer. But may everyone be blessed with the inspiration that we get to see what happens when you're out of tune, and may we be blessed to come back in tune. Peace be with you. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Om shanti, shanti, shanti. Om Atakulasan. Aho.
I've got Richard here on the phone. Do you want to speak that way? I think we can make it work.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Here's Richard.
Can you hear me, Gabriel?
I can hear you.
I think your talk was really good, and it brings up a lot of important questions, one of which is, why do people act up to a higher level of behavior? You know, we've had these codes of ethics for a long time, and there's still corruption everywhere. So the threat of force is not sufficient. And I think it brings up the importance of reconnecting to who we are. You know, if our human nature is dark, then it's not going to get significantly better. But if our real nature is something different, connected to God that we came from, then there's a chance for total awakening. And yeah. I think that's the case. That's how it seems to me.
I think that's 100% right up. I think it's really good. So that's kind of what I'm talking about. You know, so we have choices we have to make. We can't blame other people. They have to come for us. And then what comes from us then brings higher quality in every level of the nation.
There's a certain level where you recognize that whatever you do to other people, you do to yourself. And yeah. Then corruption is over.
Yep. Totally. That's good. I couldn't agree more. So, thank you for the feedback. And good. Anything else anybody wants to say?
Everybody, we're in this age. We have a lot of great technology, but we're also dependent on it. And in my case, the computer system decided to run a major update right before the show. So I apologize and send love to everybody, too.
Yeah, is it updating now?
It's all the way up to 4%.
Wow, that's really slow, I have to tell you.
The progress from the beginning of the show.
Yeah, that's really slow. It should be updated already.
Yeah, doing something major.
Yeah. Okay. How's everything else going?
Besides the computer, you mean?
Yes.
Well, I'm mostly focused on what you've been talking about, and I agree that the exposure of corruption is extremely positive.
Right. Good. So, yeah. Anyway, there we are. And, I think we just keep going in the right direction.
We have a couple comments here. Nefer Morningstar.
Oh, okay.
And Tanya Bauer.
Good day, Tanya and Nefer Morningstar. Good. Well, you got to listen into our little discussion. And thank you for being part of the show. So I want to bless everybody like I did before. That we are able to stay on the air in the sense that we open, expand consciousness and all the things we're talking about, our morals and ethics, begin to reflect the eternal morals and ethics. And may we truly help awaken our society, not just in the U.S., but in the world. Oh, and thank you all for listening.